Hi, I'm Peter Ladotti. We're here at Mix 08 in Vegas, and with me here is Nikita Polakoff from Florida. And Nikita is a student partner for Microsoft. Tell us about that. What is a student partner?
Okay, so student partner program is actually a sub-branch of Microsoft Academic that basically what we do is we're not employees of Microsoft. We're developer evangelists on campus, but what we really are is a direct hand of Microsoft on campus that's not heavily controlled. We can help out the students and have them...
You mean you don't have your Borg implant put in on
yeah.
the side?
Yeah. I don't have any chips. I don't have. I can say whatever I want. And basically, my mission on campus is if anybody has questions about Microsoft products or technologies, I'm there to deliver those presentations. I constantly speak on ASP.NET products, on new Microsoft technologies. I deliver content from conferences that I luckily get to go to. And also, if there's ever a question, I know people to forward the question to. That way they always have an answer. So they basically have a direct contact almost with Microsoft on campus, and that's what student partners do.
That's great. So when you say like you're like an evangelist, it means you just get to tell folks what's going on. I'm an evangelist too, but people always ask me, what is an evangelist?
What is an evangelist? Evangelist is somebody that can speak from their heart about a technology that they're passionate about and they truly believe in. So if, for example, there was a technology from Microsoft that I didn't believe was the right fit for a certain situation, I'd probably not talk about it. I can contrast it, and that's what I think is a valuable part of being a true evangelist. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, no, definitely, okay. Definitely.
Okay.
So you said you had a free mind, you can speak your piece, and earlier today at Mix, you were up there in the Steve Ballmer keynote,
yes,
and you actually
yes.
asked him a question. So
yes.
What was that like? Tell us about that.
Oh, wow.
What did you ask him?
Well, here's also the... first of all, I thanked him for delivering DreamSpark, and I know it was not just solely his job. Bill did a lot of that as well. And DreamSpark basically gives away basically professional-grade developer tools to all the students pretty much all around the world. Starting about 2 weeks ago. I also asked him about, thanked him for helping us out with Channel 8 and Microsoft Student Partner Program for delivering and helping us integrate with the academic community.
And he was receptive, I assume?
He got a little distracted by a few things I said. He thought I said... this event was too expensive, and there were like two other students. I actually, as he said, you can watch it online, but my real question to him was, what are we going to do more now that we have these tools? Where do we go host this? Where do we have the databases? Because it's great that we can have this on a machine, but how do we start? And that's we got limited budgets, we can't start, and could we use some of that flex space that's maybe coming up? And is there going to be a student opportunity to have basically free hosting for this? And I also asked him, we got DreamSpark, we got student partners, what's next in academia? That was supposed to be the question. So two
gotcha.
Questions were, are we going to get some kind of hosting and more support from you guys rather than just simply tools now? And then the second question was, now that we got DreamSpark, what else are we going to do in academia to help bring the level of understanding of technologies and everything that makes us all about?
It's going to be a challenge because, Microsoft traditionally in the academic space, it's hard to reach students, but having programs like the one you're involved with as a student partner, I definitely think you're going to be out there on the front line helping us spread the word and evangelize these technologies. And, as the mechanisms become available to post things online and maybe, hosting and things like that become more freely available, it'll be you helping out, and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
And hope you're enjoying it here at Mix.
Definitely, and watch my video diary from Mix on Channel 8. It's channel8.msdm.com, and we'll see you there.
All right. Thanks a lot.